Okay, you're listening to Omer Chazar with Daniel Eisenberg, Maseches Brachos, Dav Samach Aleph Amud Aleph. We are almost done with the Masechta. We have another long Amud, but in Yirtzeh Hashem, we are trying to, tonight. We are on the time, and we're going to try to get back to the good old days where we used to do half hour before the ninth parak. Okay, so we are starting from the two dots at the top of Amar Rav Huna, Amar Rav Mishum Rav Meir. So Rav Huna says the name of Rav and the name of Rav Meir. Li olam yud dvarav shel adam u'atim lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A person's words should always be few before God. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, pasuk in Koheles, advice from Shlomo Melech, al tivah hel al picha velivicha al yamaher lahutzi davar lifnei Elokim. Don't be so quick to say things before God. Ki Elokim b'shemayim v'ata al ha'aretz al kein yud varacham matim. Because right, Hashem is in Shemayim, you're in the land. So don't be so quick to have pass off quick judgments. So the simple explanation for this Gemara being here would seemingly be that the previous story is also from the same rabbi, right? Rav Huna Amar Rav, the name of Rav Meir. But also, it seems to be you could connect it, right? Before we, pass off judgments and have tainus against Hashem. So remember, he's in Shemayim, you're on the Aretz. So at the very least, say Hadayan HaEmes if something doesn't go your way. But to have tainus and not bless Hashem after such a thing is inappropriate because it's the picture is much bigger than just your Dal Namos. Okay, Dorosh of Nachum bar Rav, yeah.
Gabi's trying to get on a different laptop, but there's a password. I don't know.
Oh. Okay, Dorosh of Nachum bar Rav Chizda. So Dorosh of Nachum bar Rav Chizda. Why does the pasuk say Vayitzer Hashem Elokim es Haadam b'shnei Yudin? Why are there two letter yuds in the word Vayitzer Hashem Elokim es Haadam? Hashem formed man. This is in Bereishis. Hashem formed man. So why do we have two yuds? Shnei Yitzarim bara Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Echad Yitzer Tov. Echad Yitzer Ra. There are two Yitzers that Hashem created: a Yitzer Tov and a Yitzer Ra. Good Yitzer and a bad Yitzer. Right? The word Yitzer means formation. It also means inclination. So when it says Hashem formed, but there's this like double yud that didn't need to be there, that indicates that there are two things that were created, or it comes to imply two applications of the Shoresh Yitzar. One is in the formation, the other is in a different formation of the inclination. Okay, so that's how it's darshaned. There's a Yetzer Tov and there's a Yetzer Ra, an inclination to do good and an inclination to do bad. So Maskif Lo Rav Nachman Bar Yitzhak Elameata, but now he challenges this pshat Elameata, but now Behema Deloksiv Be Yitzer right by Behema Deloksiv Be Vayitzer. There doesn't say this double yud of Vayitzer by animals, Lesla Yitzra. That should imply that it only has one Yitzer. Vaha kachazina de mazka v'nashka v'ata. But we see that it does damage, it bites, it kicks. So it looks like animals have a Yitzhara too, right? Sometimes animals are good, but sometimes they're bad. So an animal seemingly has a Yitzhara. So what's this Vayitzer? So by humans. So Elokim Rav Shimon ben Pazi. Rather, it's in accordance with Rav Shimon ben Pazi. D'amar Rav Shimon ben Pazi, oili miyotzri va'oili miyetzri. Right, Rav Shimon ben Pazi had a phrase. He said, woe is to me because of my yotzer, and woe is to me because of my yetzer. My inclinations, but also my yotzer, my creator. What does that mean? So it seems to be saying that this is the way I understand it at first. There might be a problem with this later, but it seems to be that animals don't have Yetzer Hara, right? Animals have one inclination. It's their instincts and based on, behavior modification, they could change, but they don't have two Yetzers. We, however, are pulled in different directions. Human beings, we are given an inclination. Our natural base instincts, our bodily desires, our this worldly desires, but we also have something else in mind. Something else in mind is also our Yotzer, our Creator, who encourages us and demands of us that we behave in a moral way and live an exalted life and spirituality, right? So we have on the one hand our Yetzer, on the other hand our Yotzer, and sometimes we feel we're being like torn apart and torn between these two sides. That's Vayitzer with the extra Yud, that there's two Yetzer. Animals don't have that. Animals just have their base instincts. Sometimes it manifests into goodness, sometimes it's a negativity, kicking and things like that, but it's not coming from having two different Yetzers. Okay, we're going to give another answer. Inami, another possibility. Kida Rabbi Yemira ben Elazar, like the teaching of Yemira ben Elazar. Don't Rabbi Yemira ben Elazar. Do partsufin baraba kadosh baruch hu ba'adam arishon. Nothing having to do with Yetzer Tov and Yetzer Hara. It's hard to believe that he's going to assume that animals and humans are not different in their inclinations, but at least an alternative pshat in the pasuk of the extra yud of Vayitzer, right? Which is this: the Hashem created du partsufin, two faces, when He created man. Adam Arishon. Shnemar, as the pasuk says, Achur vekedem tsartani, right? That Hashem formed me with the back and with the front. So the implication of this, of with a back and with a front, it's a pasuk in Tehillim, that what do you mean a back and a front? You should say, right, a front and a back, and of course, like there's always a back to the. So no, it's telling us that there's two things that are formed. Now we're going to get into a machlokas now. That's going to take us far down on the Amud, analyzing the creation of man. I'm not 100% sure how we got into this discussion in the first place. Could be from the dichotomy of responding to good and to bad, and Besoros Tovos, not Tovim Etim, and Diana MS, and then we also talk about another dichotomy of the Yetzer Tov and the Yetzer Hara. It could be, not 100%, I have to think about it in my Chazaras, I'll try to think about it more. But at least this next discussion is going to result, from our discussion about Adam. Vayivan Hashem Elokim es Hatzela. Hashem built the Tzela. Right, Hashem is talking about the creation of Chava. He built her. He built the tzela into her. A tzela. So what is the tzela? The tzela of Adam Arishon. So Rav and Shmuel have a machlokas, and this machlokas is going. We're going to challenge each one a few times each, or at least a few times for one of them and a couple of the other. But there's going to be a lot of questions on this. Chad Amar Partsuf. The Chad Amar Zanav. One says it was a partsuf, and the other says it was a tail. So one says that Adam and Chava were conjoined twins, right? Back to back, and there was a full woman body and a full man body attached back to back. So when you would see Adam or one of them walking, you'd see someone, if you look from behind, you'd see them, someone walking backwards. And the other says, no, Adam had a tail, and that tail was taken off Adam and formed into Chava. This is Machlokas Rav and Shmuel. And based on different psukim throughout the narrative of Maaseh Bereishis, we'll try to prove one way or the other. So let's take a look. Bishlama Lamanda Amar Partsuf. The one who says that they were back to back, there was a formation of a woman that was created as Chava. The Hainu Dixi, that's what it says. Achor v'kedem tsartani. You formed me back in front, meaning what we said earlier. That's the pshat we gave in this pasuk and tehillim. Elamanda Amar Zanav, Mayachor v'kedem tsartani. But what does that pasuk in Tehillim mean, if not this? If you say tail, what does the pasuk mean? Kid Rabbi Ami, it's in accordance with Rabbi Ami. Dam Rabbi Ami, Achor Lemaisa Bereishis, the Kedem Leperanos. It means that man was created at the end of Maisa Bereishis, but at the beginning of Peronis, the negative things happening, retribution. What does that mean? Bishlam Achor Lemaisa Bereishis, right? Right? It makes sense that he's at the end of Maisa Bereishis, Dilo Avri Ad Ma'ala Shabbasah, because he wasn't made until Erev Shabbos, in the sixth day. At the end of the things that were created in the Sheishes Yimei HaMaisa, Adam was at the end of it. So when in the Pasuk of Tehillim, when you say I was formed last and first, so we say, okay, the last of creation, good. First of Peronis, Elevekadem LePeronis, Peronis Demai, what Peronis are you talking about? Elaim of Peronis Denachash. If you're going to say that the retribution that resulted because of the sin of the snake, you're going to tell me Adam was formed first for this? He was set up first on the punishments? That's not true. We have an explicit brisa that says otherwise. V'hatani, the brisa says, Rebbe Omer Bigadula Maschilin Minagado, Beklol Maschilin Minakatan. that when you're giving greatness, when you're attributing greatness to people, so you start with the most chashuv and then you go down in descending order. But when you're giving a curse to somebody, you start from the lowest and then you go in ascending order. Bigadula maschilin min agadol. In regards to gadula, we start from the greatest person. Dichsiv, as you've seen, the pasuk says, "Vaydavim Moshe el Aaron ve'el Elazar ve'el Yisamar banavanosim kechu v'gomer." When Moshe is instructing Aaron and his sons by the 7 days of inauguration of the Mishkan, so he first anoints Aaron to Gedula, he speaks to Aaron, and then Elazar Yisamar. We see by Gedula, you start with the more chashuv ones. Beklala maschilin min akatan, right? By the klala, we start with the katan. Betchila niskala nachash, lebesof niskala chava, lebesof niskala adam. So they were in ascending order, cursed nachash, then chava, and then adam, the first person was created. So we see very clearly that Adam was not the first for Peranos, at least the Peranos of the Nachash, Ela Peranos de Mabel. Rather means the Peranos of the Mabel. The pasuk says, "Ve'yimach es kol ha'yikum es asher al pnei adama me Adam v'ad behema." So when the pasuk in Tehillim says that Adam was created last for creation, okay, but first for Peranos, it means the Peranos of the Mabel, where he was destroyed first, because right, he's really the center of the problem. All the animals sinned as a result of man's sin, but man is the one that really messed up, and they deserve the first verse. Okay, Bereisha Adam v'hadra behema. Oh, yeah, just yeah, right. First man, and then afterwards behema. Bishlam al-man to Amar, parts of another question on the same opinion. Remember of Rav or Shmuel? We don't know though. Damar parts of Heinrichsiv v'yitzer b'shnei yudin. Right, it makes sense if you tell me it's a double-sided person, a conjoined twins. Conjoined spouses, I guess, right? That makes sense because the pasuk says vayitzer with two yudin, as we quoted earlier. Elaman damar zanav my vayitzer. Well, but the one who says tail, that he was made from a tail, she was made from a tail. How do you explain the two yuds? Kedrab Shem ben Pazi, damar Shem ben Pazi, oily miyotri va oily miyotri. Right, as we quoted earlier. Right, this gemara was probably said in a vacuum and it was placed here for certain purposes. So we repeat sometimes the comments. But it was probably said separately in its own discussion. Bishlam Lamanda Amar Partsuf Hainu. Another question on the tail approach. Hainu Dixit, this is why the Pasuk says Zachar Unakeva Baraam, where the Pasuk says Zachar Unakeva Baraam, he created man, male and female, implying that at the same moment of creation of man, also woman was created at the same time. Well, according to Pasuk Pshat, may not be such a problem, but you could just say that. No, it's like a looking back, a reflection. But according to at least how we're reading, we're trying to be medayic and everything. So it looks like they were created together. Elaman damar zanav, my zachar nekeva baram. What does that mean? Kid Rabbi Bahu. This is in accordance to the teaching of Rabbi Bahu. We got an answer for that too. Rabbi Bahu, Rami ksiv zachar nekeva baram v'ksiv ki betzalam elkim asa asa adam. Because Rabbi Bahu had a different problem. He had a contradiction. That one pasuk says he created them, man and male and female. Well, another pasuk says he created betzalam elkim asa asa adam. He made man in Salam Elokim. So which one is it? Is it man or is it man and woman? How could this be? So Rabbah explains, originally, Kaviyachol, God had an intention, to create two, but he ended up deciding to create one. Right? Unlike all of the creatures that he made, everything else, he made Zachar and Akeva, he created them separately. He had a thought to do that for human beings also, and it makes sense that that's the nature of the world. But he wanted an extra, the Mefarshim explained, he wanted an extra bond. I forget if it's the word bond. Many of you say this. There's an extra, a deeper bond between man and woman, right? That's why you see more than most animals in the animal kingdom, with a few exceptions, humans are more faithful to their mates. Right, that's the phenomenon based on this, that we were created as one, and a man and a woman are lacking if they don't have that that other half, because they were designed that way as two and then split. Unlike other animals, that they need to get together to procreate, but they don't necessarily have a deep bond with those that whom they meet with. So anyway, so this is how Rabbi Bahu resolves the contradiction. And since you resolve the contradiction this way, then you can explain Zachar Nekeva Baram. It doesn't mean that they were created double sided, necessarily. Actually, I wonder now. Does that work? No, I guess yeah, it still works. It doesn't mean that they were created necessarily double sided, but there was a thought to create them together, separate, and that. But then he ended up making them conjoined. and if they're conjoined, meaning possibly from a tail. Okay. And the fourth and I think final question on this approach of the tail, this is what the pasuk says: "Vayiskor basar tachtena." Says Hashem sealed up the flesh under him, meaning he ripped a woman off the man. Right? When they have surgery to detach conjoined twins, even if they have most of their own bodies on their own, you don't just rip a person off and leave them there, right? You have a very delicate surgery, right? If you rip off Chava, so you have imagine Adam without his skin. I mean, I'm sorry to be too graphic, but you need to seal that. That's what it makes sense. Elamant Amar Zanav, Ma Vayoskor Basar Tachtena. But if you ripped out a tail, okay, why do you need to seal that? Amar Biyirmi Vissem Rav Zvid Vissem Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak Lo Nistrach Elamakim Chasach. No, I mean, it's a place, right? There's a little cut, right? There's a little cut where the tail was, and that was also sealed. I think, quoted the Ben Yehoyada. This is, I mean, like, there wasn't even a scar, right? Meaning, like, normally the body heals on its own. Typically, if something's ripped off, you have enough time and preserve it, the body will heal a lot of wounds, even if you rip out a tail. But over here, what was left, even without a scar. Okay. Good. That position is out of the woods. It's safe. Bisham alaman damer zanav. Hainu diksiv vayiven. That's what it means when it says, and he built, right? It says Chava was built. Vayiven etzela. He built it, right? Meaning, what do you have to build, right? If you take a tail, you make a woman out of a tail, not such an easy thing to do. I don't know if you ever went to a woodworking class, but to make a tail into a woman is a lokal kach pashut. So that requires building. Elaman damer partsuf, my vayiven. But if you say that it's just split open, what building is there? It's maybe the back. I don't know. But the Gemara doesn't ask that. L'chad Reb Shimon ben Manasseh. It's like the teaching of Reb Shimon ben Manasseh. Darsh, Reb Shimon ben Manasseh. Ma'adich seva yivan Hashem es atzela. What does it mean that Hashem built the tzela? Melamed shekala karash baruch hu l'chava. That means that Hashem braided her. He braided her hair. Ve'heviyala Adam Arishon. And he brought her before Adam Arishon. She came bechrachayam as Korin lekliyasa benaisa, as we even see that cities that are like cities around the sea, the way they refer to a kliyasa, a braid, is a benaisa. They call it, like, I guess, a building or something that was built, a binyan of some sort. So it also comes to like braiding hair, a bone melachan Shabbos. So braiding the hair is some sort of building. So it says, but ye then, it means he built her. Not only did he build her, not only did he detach her from Adam, but he even braided her hair. What does that mean? So it means presumably he beautified her. He made her attractive before Adam, so Adam would desire to marry her. Davar acher vayiven, another pshat in vayiven. What else could it mean? Amar Rav Chisda v'amri lo b'maskni satan. Rav Chisda said, or possibly it wasn't taught in a brisa even earlier than Rav Chisda. Melamed teaches us shebena Kadosh Baruch Hu lechava kebinyan otzer. That Hashem built her like a binyan, like a storehouse building, right? Ma otzer ze katzar milmala v'rachav milmata. Just like a storehouse building is typically more narrow at the top and wider at the bottom. Kedei lekabel asaperos, in order to hold the fruits, meaning the fruits over here would mean, I guess, treasure or perhaps even grains. But basically, the way they were built was with a wider bottom that could house the what it needs to hold in it. So af isha kitzara milmala v'rachava milmata kedei lekabel es avlad. So I guess the lower part of a woman's anatomy is designed a little bit wider in order to accommodate having children, and that looks like a building, the way you would build a storehouse, and therefore that's lashon of vayiven. Which also the depth might be that just Hashem designed woman for Adam to fulfill this purpose of being able to carry children, to bear children, and she was built for this purpose to help Adam and assist in procreation. Amar Rav Yirmiyah ben Elazar melamed shenase Hakadosh Baruch Hu. And he brought her to Adam, right? Hashem brought Chava to Adam. So what does this teach us? Amar Rabbi Yirmiyah ben Elazar, we quoted that a little earlier. Amar Rabbi Yirmiyah ben Elazar teaches us, Mlamed shenasa Kadosh Baruch Hu shushvin la Adam Arishon. We see that Hashem became Shushvin to Adam Arishon. Shushvin is you see it throughout Shas, this term, Shemeshnayis even. It means the best like one word translation would be groomsmen, but it's the people who, the close friends of the chassan who assist the chassan in certain preparation for the wedding. So basically, Hashem was the shushvin. He was like the groomsman, kaviyachol, for Adam Rishon. Mikan lamda Torah derech eretz. From here, the Torah teaches us derech eretz. Sheyachzor gadol im katan b'shushvinos. That a gadol should go after a katan with shushvinos. Meaning, you shouldn't say the al yirelo. It shouldn't be seen as a negative thing for him. He shouldn't say, like, this guy is so much less chashev for me. I'm going to be his shomer. I'm going to help him out with this thing, with that thing, with getting married. I'm a gadol. He's a katan. That's not the appropriate thing to do. You should do it because Hashem is much greater in rank than Adam Arishon, and he did it. So you should also involve Yerelo. You shouldn't see it as a negative thing. Okay. Another question on this approach. Ulaman damar partsuf. According to the one who says partsuf, hai minayhu. This is not a challenge. It's just a question. The one who says partsuf that they're conjoined, they're back to back, conjoined twins. So hai minayhu sagi bereisha. Which one took steps first? Maybe the word sagi meaning taking steps in the previous time, but also with hamechin mitzadei gaver, right? So which one went first? Meaning they're going forwards or backwards? Who looked like they're going forwards? Who looked like they're going backwards? Amar Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak mistaver de gavra sagi. It's logical that Adam went first. Bereisha. Detanya, as we learned in the Bereisha, lo yihalich Adam achare isha b'derech vafilu ishto. A man should not walk behind a woman on the road. And even if it's his wife, right? Rashi says, "Gnai hadavar." Even if his wife, it's still a gnai. So it seems to be a thing of looking at a woman inappropriate, right? You're walking right behind a woman, so you're seeing her walking. That's right. It could be that will lead to bad thoughts, and it's not considered. It's a negative thing. But even your wife, it's a gnai of some sort, which I've seen explained as that. It could be that other people are looking, whether they know or not, meaning even if a man is allowed to look and gaze at his wife, but like if it's like a public thing that he's like walking behind her, that might be it's a gnai, meaning it's not like a horrible as we say at the end of this week's parsha, but it just doesn't look right. Okay, nizdamna lo ala gesher, if they are arranged on a bridge, yusal kenel it's studin. So he should she should go to the side, and he should try to get in front. In a way, I'm assuming that's not dangerous and inappropriate, but I think it's that this is not necessarily if it's your wife, but if it's someone else, then you should try to get in front even on a bridge. The chola over achorei isha benahar, anybody who goes behind a woman, who passes behind a woman when she's walking through the river, ain lo chelik olam haba. He doesn't have a chelik in olam haba. Rashi says achorei ishas ish megba. This is talking about again another man's wife. Megbahas bigdeha mipnei hamayim v'zeh mistakel ba. Right, because the way women would walk through water is that they would lift up their garments at the bottom, and so a man is walking behind her. That's really bad. That's not just a bridge and on the road. That's very inappropriate. And again, we're talking over here. Rashi says we're not talking about behind your own wife. That's you're going through the river, whatever. But talking about somebody else's wife, that would obviously be a big problem. Probably a penuya as well. Okay. Tan Rabbanan Hamratza Maos Le Isha Miyadaliyada Kide Le Stankilba, somebody who wants to take money or give money from his hand to a woman's hand, and he does this, right, like change at the store, but he does this Kide Le Stankilba in order to be able to gaze at her. Even if he has Torah and Masim Tovim, right, he's a Talmud Chacham and a Baal Chesed, but he looks forward to and takes advantage of the opportunity that where he and a woman are handing money to each other because he's able to take that extra time to be able to look at her from closer up. So Avil, Torah Meisim Tovim, Kimosh Rabbein. Even if you like Moshe Rabbeinu in your Torah Meisim Tovim, Lo Yinakim Medina Shel Gehenim. You are not cleansed from the judgment of Gehenna. Shnemar, as the pasuk says, Yad Le Yad Lo Yinakeh. From hand to hand, you will not be clean. So Lo Yinakeh. Lo Yinakeh Ra. One second. Let's take a look at this pasuk. Where is it? Yeah, Lo Yinakeh Ra. Yeah, it's pasuk in Mishlei. Yad Le Yad Lo Yinakeh Ra. Hand to hand, you will not be cleansed of this evil. It's considered a very inappropriate thing to try to gaze at somebody else's wife, and especially if you're taking opportunity in a seemingly innocent thing like money transactions. Amar. Rav Nachman says Manoach was an Ama Aretz. Manoach was raised from Shoftim. He was the father of Shimshon. We saw him in Haftar Parshas Naso. He was an Ama Aretz. Because the pasuk says, "Vayelech Manoach achar ishto." Noach went after his wife. Meaning he walked after. Maskif la Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak elamiata gabe elkana diksiva yelech elkana achare ishto v'gabe elishi diksiva yakum v'yelech achareha hachinami achareha mamish. So we quote psukim from Elkana, which Tosfos says is not a real pasuk, and Tosfos says it doesn't belong there. But the other pasuk of Elisha walking behind the woman, so he says, are we taking that literally? Achareha mamish, they actually walk behind her. El achare dervareha, rather it means they went achare etzas after her words and after her advice. Hachanami, here also, Acharei Devarev, Acharei Tzasa. Here too, he went, right, Manoach is lav dafkan ama aretz, he went after her words and after her advice. Amar Vashi, lemaida akamar, Rav Nachman Manoach ama aretz haya. Why do you say that Rav Nachman was an ama aretz? Afilu beirav nami lo kra. Even the beirav, okay, you know, I'm just gonna pause for a second. Okay, afilu beirav nami lo kra. But even the Beirav, meaning don't tell me he's an Ama Aretz, meaning like, yeah, he knows like Psukim, in Chumash, but he doesn't know Halacha. No, Afilu Beirav, even like the Children's Academy, he doesn't know Psukim. Nami Lokra, he never read those Psukim. He's like really more than just an Ama Aretz. Same because the Pasuk says, Vatakam Rivka Venar Hosea, Vaterkavna alagmalam vatelachna achare ish velothne, right? Says that she went, that Rivka in Parshas Chayesara went after the man, velothne. She says she didn't go before the man. The Torah specifically tells us that she went after. Clearly, this is demonstrating, basic derech eretz, that a woman should walk after the man, or it's inappropriate for the man to walk in front of the woman. Amar Rabbi Yochanan achore ari velo achore isha. Better to walk behind a lion than to walk behind a woman. Achore isha velo achore akum. But it's better to walk behind a woman and not an akum. Which I don't know if it's talking about a idolater or idolatry itself. But seemingly it's in a way that would lead to avodah zarah, or at least have the appearance of it. Chorei akum v'lo achor akum v'lo achorei beis haknesses v'shashad sibur mispalin. Right, but better to walk behind an akum than behind a beis haknesses that at the time that the sibur is davening and that they're not davening alone, and he's not going to go in with them, meaning showing that he's disrespectful to the davening, doesn't want to take part in davening. We actually saw this gemara, this next part, daf ches, I believe. Velo, right, velo amran, ela delo dari midi, v'idari midi, right, but we only say this if he's not carrying something. V'idari midi, or if he's carrying something, leislan, but there's no problem with walking behind the shul during minion time and not entering, because clearly he's not entering because he has a package, he has something that he's dealing with, and he's not able to. Velo amran, ela deleka pischa acharina, v'yika pischa acharina, leislan, but also we only say this if the shul, if that's only entrance to the shul, but if there's another entrance onto the shul on the other side, so we can assume that, so he can pass by and not go into the shul because people won't see and assume he's not diving at all. They say, oh, he's going to the other side. But also, if he's riding on a donkey, clearly that's a reason that he's not going in because he doesn't have someone to stay with his donkey, and it's not because he's rejecting davening and rejecting Hashem. Also, if he's wearing tefillin, it's clear that he's not rejecting Hashem, and it's fine. You can walk past the shul while the davening without entering. Amar Rav Yitzhar Adom Elizvuv, V'yoshev ben shnei maftechei halev. That, so the Rav says the Yetzer Hara is like a fly that sits between the two doors of the heart. Shnei Amar, the Pasuk says, Zvuvei maves yavish yavia shemen rokeach. That, the flies of death cause to rot, like oil, good smelling oil, oil of a perfumer. So it's like like that. Rishmol amar kamin chita hu doma. It's actually more comparable to wheat. I guess that rots and becomes negative. Lepesa chatas rovets. Like chatas is darshan chatas chita. Rashi says chatas lashon chita darishle. So that's another way to refer to the Yetzer Hara. So that's the way that Hashem refers to the Yetzer Hara when he's talking to Cain. Okay, Tana Rabbanan Shtei Klayos. And now we're going to have a quick anatomy lesson. Tana Rabbanan Shtei Klayos Yesh Bo Ba'Adam. Person has two kidneys. Achas Yoitzah Solatov of Achas Yoitzah Solara. One gives good counsel, and the other gives bad counsel, kind of like a Yetzer Tov and Yetzer Hara, right? This is a famous, right? When people are arguing in the favor of the beautiful chesed of kidney donation, so they often quote this one and say, you know, give away your kidney, so that you, the one that gives negative counsel. Umistavra de Tova liamino v'ra l'smalo, and it's logical to say that the good one, the one that is on the right, and the one that gives bad counsel is on the left. Excuse the pasuk says, "Lev chacham liyamino v'lev ksilas molo." The heart of a wise is on his right side, and the heart of the foolish is on his left side. Okay, there's going to be another anatomy lesson, but I'll leave that for the Rav tomorrow, starting from the last word on the line. Tanu Rabbanan.